This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, May 20. The Holy Spirit at work. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language?" 10 days have passed since Jesus ascended to heaven and instructed his disciples to stay in Jerusalem. The day of Pentecost has now arrived. Pentecost is not just something found in the New Testament. It's actually an Old Testament holiday tied with the Feast of Harvest, or the Feast of Weeks, noting the beginning of harvest time. This is also a time when religious pilgrims would travel to Jerusalem from faraway lands. So, God-fearing Jews from every nation are present for this event. A blowing, violent wind is followed by what appears to be tongues of fire, separating and resting on the disciples. People from many nations gather to see what's going on. And something bewildering and wonderful occurs. Everyone can understand what is being said. The words of the disciples find their mark because those who are listening can hear the message in their own language. The Tower of Babel, where God confused the people's language, is reversed by the Holy Spirit so that people can understand one another. And throughout the crowd, people are wondering, what does this mean? A harvest of souls is being gathered. This is an example of what Jesus meant when he taught his disciples, "Open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for the harvest." Pray with me. Lord of the harvest, thank you for sending your Spirit to empower us to be your witnesses in word and deed. May our words be guided and even translated by your Spirit. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.